Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My next guest, we're just in town playing at Dirty Nelly's in Palatine, Chicago. Put your hands together for the Canadian rock duo, Partner.
When I was a kid, I used to fix it. Luckily, my mom and dad were pretty easy to trick.
Partner hails from Windsor, Ontario, by way of New Brunswick. The duo, Jose Caron and Lucy Niles, are a great combination of 90s straight-ahead rock guitar sounds and creative, energetic songwriting. Their sound is similar to bands like Weezer, or closer to home, Veruca Salt. They describe themselves as part musical act, part teenage diary, and 100% queer. Exclaim magazine called them Atlantic Canada's best lesbian garage band. And they just made Stereo Gum's list of bands to watch for 2017. They got a new album out called In Search of Lost Time, and they are in studio tonight. Jose, Lucy, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
First of all, how often do you guys get to Chicago?
This is our second time here, so we get here twice, I guess.
Yeah.
What do you know about Chicago? What about the Chicago audiences, things of that nature?
Well, last time we played here, we had a great turnout, so that was a lot of fun.
It's a legendary music city.
Really wanting to try some of that pizza. Maybe we should try some later.
There you go. I mentioned the music. You know, let's first talk about your sound. When you listen to In Search of Lost Time, it really does remind me of, and I mentioned bands like Weezer, but closer to home, Veruca Salt. Do those bands mean anything to you? When I talk about 90s rock bands like that, are those bands that you've studied and you are inspired by, or are they just coincidental descriptions?
We mostly heard of Veruca Salt from people saying that we sound like them.
But I know their one song, their smash hit.
I know that song, too.
It's a sick song. I think it's the harmonies, honestly. It's the, like, we sing often in, like, I don't know if it's a third or like, like that one.
Yeah.
And it really does take me back as someone who liked Veruca Salt at the time and was going to shows like that. That hard driving guitar that you guys both put on in the music that you've done for a long time, but also on this record, it is very reminiscent of a certain time and period. Are you fans of that time and period beyond Veruca Salt, but just those kind of bands?
Oh yeah, we love 90s rock for sure.
Yeah, we were in the car yesterday. We were listening to Weird Al, and it was the first time that I really listened to Weird Al. And then we realized that I've heard Weird Al before, but like the drummer who was driving insisted playing the whole album through. So the first like front to back Weird Al album, I was like, well, actually, we're more like Weird Al than anything.
Yeah.
There's something to be said about that in the way that I had a whole line of questioning about your songwriting. There's a lot of humor in this, and there's a lot of clever and creative lyrics and really talking about your own experiences, but also, you know, just being funny. Where's that come from? Is that the intention with Partner more than being a hard-driving garage band?
Yeah, we thought the idea was funny, and then the sound came naturally because that's what we listen to anyway, but the concept definitely came first, I would say.
The sound was carved out of, like, just like as the songs were getting written, like not with an intent to like make a guitar album, but it just like came out that way because my dad was always telling me guitar stuff, that guitar was the coolest thing that you could ever do.
I mean, you mentioned Weird Al, but I think Flight of the Conchords and other groups like that, you really do, because when you look at some of the videos, you guys are hilarious in the videos, the new videos they're out too. It makes you wonder, because the music, usually when you have those kind of a band like Flight of the Conchords, the music is definitely second to what they're singing about or who they are. With you guys, the guitar work is so intense. It really is an indie rock band. Is that by design to marry those two? Or is, like you just said, is it just coincidental and you guys are Canada's favorite rock joke band?
I'd say on purpose. I think it makes the better it sounds, the funnier it is.
Yeah, we just love rock and we love laughing. So I think we just seem natural to mix them together.
And like rock is inherently pretty funny.
Right. Yeah. Even when it's not trying to be.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin, like singing about Mordor. Mordor.
That's how serious rock is to people. They will take anything that has a hard guitar behind it and say, that's gospel. I have to follow that. And I think that's why, in your case, it takes a little bit, listening to it a couple times through, as you start to recognize that these lyrics could be songs in Saturday Night Live and things of that nature.
Thank you, Saturday Night Live. That's a big compliment.
I love the, obviously, the 90s sound. We kind of talked about it. But I also love that on this album, you take us back to skits. In between interstitials, I felt like I was listening to the Outkast record, but talk about that, the idea of putting different sounds and sketches and skits inside the tracks that they're on the new record, In Search of Lost Time. That's a lost art.
Yeah, thanks. I think we just really enjoy the experience of listening to an album that has skits on it. It adds a lot to the experience.
Well, we wanted to make it like its own universe or whatever, so like you put it on and then you're in our world for a moment. Like, we wanted to give people, like, as like best we could, a glimpse into like our world. So we've got like our label, our photographer, and my dad.
Yeah, your dad. Right?
Yeah.
And us as well, just like some more candid moments. Yeah, so it's just like, welcome to our world. Like, hope you like it here, you know.
Is the primary, and when you're doing skit and you're able to present comedy in different ways, and you guys are a music act, obviously the primary focus is on songwriting. Mm-hmm. But when you're coming up with an idea, are you able to say, okay, how are we going to treat this? Is it a skit? Is it a song? Is it a YouTube video? Like, how do you do that to decide what is ultimately going to be a song?
Usually we know as soon as we think of a song idea, it sets off like ding, ding, ding. And then there'll be like a natural melody that we'll sort of just like come up with by singing it out. And then as for the skits, we had the idea of pranks. And then some of the other like chatting stuff just happened while we had the microphone on. Like, we were trying to do something else, but then Jose started laughing, so it turned into that.
But that's a really good question.
Yeah.
Because like we are getting into like more like mixed media and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So usually with songs, it's just like you just know.
You know, as you guys have moved along in your career to In Search of Lost Time, you have evolved. The music is and the production has gotten much more advanced. The sound on this is a much lusher sound when you talk about the guitars and everything there. When you talk about your songwriting and when you are humorous when writing songs, how does that evolve? Do you become better observers? Do you write better songs, write better comedy? How has your songwriting evolved as a duo from the earlier stuff to now?
Most of our stuff on our album and our like earlier stuff were actually written pretty concurrently. We just recorded the album later, but we're working on new stuff now, and we've kind of started getting into the idea of writing in different voices.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're experimenting
with.
Yeah,
we've been because obviously most of our songs right now are about our own selves, but we've been getting into writing.
Like writing for characters?
Yeah, writing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's characters, so that's going to be one thing. Gotten into the idea of writing jingles, holiday songs. We've just been really going pretty all out with the ideas in the last few weeks.
Because, like, you just have to, like, keep tearing down your limits, as you guys say. That's like, the key to evolving. And so right now we're in a process of just, like, taking in everything and, like, not saying no, not pursuing anything. So jingles, Christmas songs. All of that. What we want to say is gonna come out. And
is it hard for you? Because what I know of your music, you guys are pretty not confessional, but you're revelatory. You put who you are on your sleeve, and you write about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you start to make that transition to writing for other people or as characters, is it difficult for you? Because you've really made your name on This Is Us. We're singing about this truth. It could be funny, but it really comedy's about truth.
Yes.
Is it difficult for you to make that transition as songwriters to not write about yourself and write about somebody else?
It's tricky. We've only done it this, like, we're working on this one song, and this is our first time trying it. But, like, once you get in, like, you figure out, it's kind of like, do you know the, like, duck rabbit, like, metaphor? Where there's like it's a philosophy.
One looks like duck and rabbits look the same if you change
it. Yeah. So it's kind of like that feeling. It's just like, oh, yeah, like, this has been there all along.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
you have to change your perception.
Yeah.
Right,
and then like, and then you, it's fine. So like, we decided to like, we wanted to write like a cowboy.
Yeah. I was trying to think actually which song you were talking about, because we wrote one song from the point of view of a goth, and then we're working on one from the point of view of a cowboy. And then another sort of fantastical holiday theme song. But yeah, so far it's been pretty easy, I guess.
Like once you decide, cowboy, like what would a cowboy say?
Every song is still going to end up being, it's going to be like these lesbians' idea of what it's like to be a cowboy. Like, we're never going to stop being ourselves.
Yes.
One thing about it is just about identity. It plays out in your music, of course, being 100% queer. But it is interesting because that plus the indie rock and the audience expects you to be funny at this point, the people who followed you, there's a lot of expectation from different audiences that are going to say, oh, this is what I like Partner for. This is this. Oh, I like because of music. Oh, I like because they're gay. I like them because they're hard driving guitar. There's a lot of different audiences that play. Totally. Is there one audience that you would rather perform to, or are you okay with the amalgamation of all of them kind of coming together?
Oh, it's great when they all come together.
Love it. Yeah,
that's kind of like the beautiful thing. Like, we'll get like old dads and young drama kids and everyone in between. They usually all seem to be having a good time. But yeah, I do have a soft spot for the like the young teens and young queer kids and stuff for sure. But love all the fans.
And it's always really funny, like, people's reasons for liking us. It's just, like, whatever reason they pick is just, like, inherently funny.
Yeah, exactly.
My last question just is about you being a Canadian rock duo, coming to the States and touring the States. Are there different, and you've been to Chicago before and the shows are packed. Does the audience in the States act differently than the audiences in Canada? I have some friends who are comedy writers in Toronto, other places, and I'm always perplexed at how close our countries are, yet the apparatuses of entertainment and industry are entirely different, whether it be the CBC or the idea that there you can be famous, rich and famous in Canada and not ever be heard of in Chicago and vice versa, I'm sure. But as you guys have really been a group that has had such success in Canada, when you make that crossover to the States and you do have people who are following you, is it an easy thing?
I would say like we have been welcomed very warmly everywhere we go, and like, and people, because of like that, our music is like, it's funny and it's like at shows, if people like it, then like they're in for the long haul. And
generally I feel like the appreciation's coming from the same place.
Because like rock is, it's just, it's up there in the sky.
Rock is
the
rock, right?
Universal language.
Yeah, really the universal language.
You've got so many universal languages going. You got rock, you've got comedy. I mean, you've got a lot going on there. The duo Partner in studio tonight, Jose Caron and Lucy Niles. You can find their record, In Search of Lost Time, which is out now on all the streaming sites. You guys, pleasure to meet you. I love the music. Thanks so much for coming to be my guest on the download.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hockey, soccer, basketball, girl, I heard you play.